Are you ready to wake up? You are now entering Dreamland. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Now Entering Dreamland, a podcast about dreams, sleep, and everything in between. Welcome back to those of you who have been to Dreamland before. We're happy to have you back. And welcome to those of you joining us in Dreamland for the first time. It's a Sunday, which is one of my favorite days of the week, because on Sundays, I get to release a new episode of the podcast Now Entering Dreamland. In this episode, I'm going to talk about sleep apnea, and I'm also going to give an update about my vivid dreams and sleepwalking that I mentioned in the first episode of Season 2. I realized the other day that in more than 20 podcast episodes, I have never even mentioned sleep apnea. I don't have sleep apnea, and I'm very thankful for that, but it made me feel very irresponsible that in a podcast all about dreams and sleep, I haven't even mentioned it once. Please note, for those of you who are new, and also just for everyone, I am not a doctor or medical professional. I've read and researched a lot of articles for this episode, particularly from the Mayo Clinic and WebMD, so thank you to the Mayo Clinic and WebMD for providing such great resources about various sleep disorders. If you're like me, you've probably heard of sleep apnea, but you may not know anything about it. Here's what I've learned. Sleep apnea is a serious sleep disorder that occurs when a person's breathing is interrupted during sleep. People with untreated sleep apnea stop breathing during their sleep. This can even occur sometimes hundreds of times during one night. If you have sleep apnea, you may not be getting enough oxygen into your lungs and into your body. You also may not be getting enough sleep because your body stops breathing whenever you begin to fall into a deeper sleep, and then it kind of wakes itself up. You start breathing again, but that pattern keeps repeating itself. I also learned that there are two different types of sleep apnea. There's obstructive sleep apnea, and this is referred to as OSA. This is the more common of the two forms of sleep apnea, and it's caused by a blockage of the airway, usually when soft tissue in the back of the throat collapses during sleep. And the second type of sleep apnea is called central sleep apnea. Unlike OSA, the airway is not blocked, but the brain fails to signal the muscles to breathe, due to instability in the respiratory control center. If you're thinking to yourself, no, this isn't me, I can't have sleep apnea can affect anyone at any age. It can even affect children. Some common symptoms of sleep apnea include snoring, fatigue, and somnolence. If you're like me, you don't know what somnolence means, so I looked it up and I am defining it for you. Somnolence is basically another word for drowsiness. It's a state of the strong desire for sleep or sleeping for unusually long periods. It has distinct meanings and causes. So if you experience snoring, fatigue, or I'll just say it, drowsiness, it might be time to talk to a medical professional and/or doctor. That's an update about sleep apnea, and you might be wondering, why am I talking about it for this episode? Well, I wanted to talk about it because next week is going to be an interview-style episode, and the person I'm talking to for the episode talks about sleep apnea. So I wanted to make sure everyone had the same vernacular and the same verbiage and the same understanding prior to that episode. I also wanted to provide an update about my vivid dreams. In the last episode, I reported to everyone that I have been having very vivid dreams lately that are causing me or prompting me to sleepwalk. I did something similar again last night. And because I'm me, I immediately woke up and thought, wow, this will be great content for my podcast. So I grabbed a notebook and I wrote down all of the contents I could remember about my dream in my notebook. And that was actually a good idea because I quickly forgot a lot of the dream. So the dream started when I was with my friend Ryan, and this is the Ryan that was on a previous podcast episode. I'll link that here. And I was with Ryan in a shopping center. This shopping center looks familiar to me because I have had dreams about it before. It doesn't actually exist in reality, at least I don't think it does. In the shopping center, there's a liquor store at one end, there's a toy store in the middle, and there's a department store, kind of like a TJ Maxx style store at the other end. I was walking with Ryan down the sidewalk of the shopping center when he turned to me and he said, "You know where he is." Now, awake Stacy has no clue who he is, but dream Stacy seemed to know exactly what Ryan meant. I left Ryan, I walked away from the shopping center, and I started to walk down a hill. On the path from this hill is a cave structure, and the cave has two entrances, one higher up and one kind of lower down, and the path is going downhill or uphill depending, so without a slant or a diagonal. I entered the cave through the higher up entrance, and I walked through the cave, and there was no one in the cave, but I kept looking. And then I exited the cave through the lower entrance. I was still on the path, I was just further on the hill. So in this dream, I woke up, and dream Stacy thought I was really awake. But the weird thing is that in my dream, I was in my childhood bedroom, and my mouth really hurt. So I went to the bathroom, which again, everything looked like my childhood home. The bathroom was in the same place, and I went to the bathroom, and I opened my mouth, and I saw that my teeth on the left upper side of my mouth were falling out of my mouth. And then I clutched my mouth, like, you know when something really shocking or surprising happens, and then you, like, put your hand on your mouth, and you kind of clutch your mouth? I did that. And curiosity got the best of me, and I lowered my hand, and I looked again in the mirror at my mouth. And that's when another tooth fell out of my mouth. And then I clutched my mouth again. And that's when I woke up for real. And when I woke up, my hand was still grabbing at the side of my face and, like, clutching my mouth. I was really scared to look at myself, but I needed to go to the bathroom anyway, so I went to the bathroom, and then I looked at myself in the mirror, and of course everything was normal, except I had like a red mark on my face. I must have really been grabbing at my face. So this is really weird, right? I seem to be acting out parts of my dreams in reality. And I just want to know why, after 29 years, my body is doing this to me. I also know from doing research for this podcast that your teeth falling out in dreams is actually a really normal, common nightmare to have. It means that you feel out of control or just not in control of your life. And I don't know, it seems really weird that I'm having those dreams now because I feel like now, more than ever, I actually feel very in control of my life. I'm doing this podcast, I feel like I'm getting into a good groove in my regular job, I'm setting up things, I feel like I'm getting back to normal, so I don't know why now, after all of these days, or weeks, or honestly, it's been over a year, I guess since COVID-19, that I'm having this dream that I feel out of control. Have you had any weird dreams lately? Let me know in the comments. I actually would be really interested to hear about them. And that's it for this episode. You can find all episodes of this podcast and more resources on nowenteringdreamland.com. As always, I am planning to post new episodes on Sunday evenings, and I'm looking forward to continuing exploring dreams and sleep on this podcast. You're now leaving Dreamland, but we'll see you next time.